folks. This is my first tape to you, and I figured I better sit down and do it this afternoon since who knows what's going to happen tonight. Today is the 27th of December, Tuesday. And the reason I didn't send a tape sooner is because we haven't had any electricity for the last couple of days. Christmas is over, and it was a very nice one for me. I had four wonderful packages to open up. I saved them all for Christmas morning so I could have a real Christmas morning. I had two from you and two from Marge. One of hers was a New Year's Eve package, so I put it away. Actually, I only opened three. And I got all that good stuff, you know. Candy and books and batteries for my flash cubes. And I took some pictures of the big mess that I made yesterday. And a stocking full of goodies there. And that toffee is practically all gone now. All that good stuff. Really enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun opening all that nice little wrap packages. Got some nice pictures that you sent, and I thank you very much for the photographs. And those slides are real good. I guess I should write on them what they were and send them back to you then, and you can just sort of store them. I do have one thing I need. It would help with this with the slides an awful lot. They're called prepaid mailers. Prepaid mailers. And they're made by Kodak. And what you... And they don't have them over here, or when they do have them, they're hard to get. And they come in a box about 6 inches by 4 inches by 6 inches. And they are little envelopes that Kodak will sell you for the cost of developing the film. You put your film in, you send it to them, and then the film's all developed and everything. So, you know, that kind of stuff. And if you would buy a box of those, I'll send you the money, because they'd be about, maybe $2.50, $3 a piece, and I want, and they come in a box of 10. I would like a box of 10 of them, because then I can put your address on it, and then Kodak will send the developed slides right back to you from Palo Alto. So let me tell you exactly what they are now. They're made by Kodak. They're called processed or prepaid mailers. And the size that I need are color slide film, Ektachrome X, 20 exposure, EX-126. That's colored slide film, Ektachrome X, 20 exposures, EX-126, which means I get 20 slides on an Ektachrome film size 126. Now, 10 of those mailed to me would increase my capability of getting this film developed much better. See, Ektachrome is the best film you can buy, and everybody uses Kodacolor, but I want Ektachrome because it shows the blues and stuff like that better. So I need that, and I guess I should send some money along someday and help pay for some of this stuff. I get paid next week sometime. Oh, I got a calendar, and what else? I got the Christmas cards from you, and I got so much stuff all over the place, and it's all packed away right now. That stocking is real pretty. Photographs, peanuts, canned fruits. I've got all kinds of canned fruits up there, none of which I'm eating. Can of Metrical. I wondered about that. In fact, I've got 3 inches on the end of my belt right now, and at Fort Benning, I could hardly fasten that belt when I was at Fort Benning. Well, all my clothes fit now. Oh, boy. I got a letter from Al the other day. He says he's fine and healthy and getting shot at up there in the mountains. And, I got a letter from Tom Upham saying Merry Christmas, and John Roper saying Merry Christmas, and John Young saying Merry Christmas, and other political thoughts. He's going to medical school there at University of Virginia, and he said Larry Borsky's at CU, having a good time at medical school. And got a letter from Jean Curie today saying that married life was a lot of fun, and thank you. And oh, I'm hearing from everybody now. It's Christmas. Aunt Dorothy sent a card, and Aunt Mary sent a card, and everybody else sent cards. I don't know. I got them all over the wall here, taped down to the wall. And, drum-drum, what have I been doing the last couple of days? Nothing. Christmas was a real slow day. Got up and rigged up a light bulb, put in my wall locker to act as an anti-mildew device, and it's... keeping everything nice and warm in there, and I mean it nice and warm, so I won't have any mildew trouble in there. All my uniforms dried out and everything. Works real good. Real happy with myself there. Then I opened all my packages up. This is Christmas morning, Sunday morning. And after I did that, I went out and took some nails out of wood. Pounded all the nails out of some wood that I'm gonna panel some of my walls here. And then I, after that, I went to a party downtown with Colonel Hall and Captain Miller. And the Vietnamese interpreters were having a party of all the people that use interpreters. So we had a lot of fun down there. We stayed about 7:30. And of course, all the soldiers have to be outside of downtown at 6 o'clock, so it was real nice. Today I got up and went out to the, got the Jeep and five or people, and we went out and started working. And I dropped off one boy at the dispensary, and he was working away there. And we churned our way up this muddy, muddy road and went out to the Montagnard village. They've all moved into their houses now. They moved out of the, our tents into their houses. And I talked to the old chief about seeds and animals and planting and fish ponds and wells and good things like that. And this afternoon, I'm going to go down to the district and talk to the Vietnamese and the State Department representative down there and see about getting some of this stuff for these people. And maybe have to come up with it myself, some of it. I really enjoyed your tape. Marge scolded me bitterly for not having sent one first, because it's, she claims it's much easier to make one after receiving one. And I imagine it will be after you see how relaxed this whole thing can really be if you just sit down and jabber away, which is all we do to each other. I've got five tapes sitting here. They come in bunches of four and three from her sometimes, and then we go 3 or 4 days with no tapes, one at one end of the other, so they have interspersed with letters. So I'm going to buy some more tapes, and so we can use nothing but tapes. And as I said, they've had a lot of trouble with electricity. No electricity Christmas Day or yesterday, and it came on late last night. And it gets kind of bad sometimes when you haven't got electricity. It's just lunchtime now. Just finished lunch. Not very good. And I figured I better do this tape now and get it done, so I can say that I didn't write Sunday, so I you know, got to keep my correspondence up. It doesn't look like I'll be going to the field at all. I'll be staying back here, which is perfectly okay with me, I guess. I wonder if you got a tape recorder for Christmas, one of you got each of you a tape recorder or not. I don't know. Hope you like your little Christmas gift. I think it'll be kind of colorful there. Maybe put it someplace. I don't know. And I'm going to start sending more stuff home. I mean, I've got this money in my wallet that I refuse to spend. You know, I get, well, last month I got $140 pay, and I haven't spent more than $20 of it yet. And I should spend it. I mean, this is money for me to spend. I'm putting $350 a month in the bank. I got to spend some of this stuff. Buy stuff and send it home anyway. I found a place downtown where they make some real nice gold jewelry. I'm going to send some of that home. Well, it's getting close to the end here. I hope you folks know, you take this reel off the right and just turn it upside down and put it on the left and just run it through like it was another reel of tape, and the other side's full of talk too. And we'll see if that works. It should. So, just take it off and pretend like you were starting with a brand new roll of tape and put it on and feed it through like you did the tape that's there now. And you get a full 15 minutes of joyous pleasure of listening to me jabber away here without you being able to yell at me or correct me or something like that. You have to grit your teeth and suffer through it. Well, that looks like it's about it. I'll see you on the other side now.